Bezras Hashem Yisbarich, today's daf is Nun Gimel. We're up to Baruch Hashem, the 115th daf in Shas. We pick up four lines from the bottom with a new Mishnah. The Mishnah had been describing in Perek Bame Behema, those things an animal is allowed to go out with, those things that is considered a tachshit, and those that are prohibited because they're not considered a tachshit or a beged, but rather a masui. It says in Mishnah, Chamor yoytze v'merdas, a donkey is allowed to go out with a saddle, bizman shikshurlo, at a time that the saddle is tied to it. Zicharim, rams, yoytzen levuvin, can go out strapped. Rechelos, literally use a type of lamb. Yotzos, shechuzos, can go out either exposed. Kvulos, tied up. The Gemara and Daf Nun Dalet will bring out that there were times that they would tie their tails down to their legs. Uchvunos, or covered. The ewe, this type of lamb, would have its wool covered to protect it. Ha'izin, the goats, yotzos, tsruros, can go out with their udders tied. Rashi explains there'll be two reasons to tie the udders of these goats. Firstly, Rashi says that there are times that they didn't want the goats to nurse in order for them to become, it'll be more likely for them to become pregnant, or they would become fatter if they weren't milking. Rabbi Yossi says all these things are prohibited, chutz min harechelin v'hakvunas, except for when it comes to the ewes that are covered up. All of these are considered a masui. The intentions might be on behalf of the animal, but at the end of the day, it is a masui. The one exception being if it is there to protect its wool, Rabbi Yossi's case, so then it will be permissible when it comes to these rechelos. Rabbi Yehuda says, Izim yotzos sruros liyavesh, avalo lechalef. The goats. Rabbi Yossi agrees that the udders are allowed to be tied up to prevent the goat from having milk. However, what was often done, according to the Tana of our Mishnah, the first Tana, Tana Kama, and this was the normal manner, that the pouch also used to catch milk. That, Rabbi Yehuda says, is permissible. That would consider a maser. Rabbi Yehuda omer, izim yotzos tsros liyavesh, avalo lechalov, but not for milk. The Gemara continues on top of Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Amar Shmuel, v'hu shekshura lo me'erev Shabbos. These things that the animal could go out with are only if it was tied to them on Erev Shabbos. Although Rashi here does not explain the reason why there's a distinction whether it was tied on Erev Shabbos or on Shabbos itself, Tosfos refers to Rashi later on Nun Dalet Amud Beis, that says that if it was tied in Erev Shabbos, so then it will be considered a malbush. However, otherwise, it's considered a masui. Presumably, it's considered a masui if it was tied on Shabbos, because that's not really a malbush if you just latch it on now. It was latched on beforehand, so then that's something that's normal for the animal to wear. Tosfos also suggests an alternative pshat, that if it's put on Erev Shabbos, so then it seems that it's there for the purpose that is permissible, for example, tying up the udder. However, it was put on Shabbos itself, then in the case of the saddle, it looks like as if you're trying to fix the saddle. And there, we're dealing with an Isur Derabbanan that looks like he's fixing on Shabbos. The more conventional pshat is the first pshat in Rashi. Amar Rav Nachman Asnisa Nami Deka. Rav Nachman claims that our Mishnah is meduyak, that it was on Erev Shabbos. Diktani Einach Amar Yoytze Bimirdas Bizman Shein Kshurla. The fact that it says later on Nun Dalet Amud Beis, that a chamor can't go out at the time that it's not tied. Hechi dami. What does it mean it's not tied? Hechi dami. Ilay mishenik shura l'klal. If you can say that it wasn't tied down the animal at all, pshita, it's obvious that should be asur. Dilma nafal v'asuyye. It's going to fall off and it's going to come to carry it. Elav. What does it mean it's not tied? Shenik shur me'er Shabbos. That it wasn't tied down on Erev Shabbos. Mechlal de reisha. So we can infer that our Mishnah is talking Shekshur lo me'erev Shabbos Shmamina, that it was attached already from Erev Shabbos. The Gemara is satisfied with this raya. Gemara continues 7 lines from the top. Tanya Nami Hafi. We learned like this in a brisa that it needs to be tied on it before Shabbos in order to be able to for you to have the animal go out. Otherwise, it's not convincing that it's there for being a tafshit. Chamor yotze b'merdas. A donkey is allowed to go out with its saddle. Bizman shekshur lo me'erev Shabbos. When the saddle was attached on it, on the donkey, on Erev Shabbos. V'lo b'ukuf, and he's not allowed to go out with a wooden seat that was sitting on top of the saddle, av pi shekshur lo me'erev Shabbos, because that would qualify as a masui. Reb Shimon Gamliel aimer af b'ukuf bizman shekshur lo me'erev Shabbos. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, even an ukuf is acceptable, with the condition that it was put on there on Erev Shabbos. V'lvach lo yikshar lo masrichim. And also, it would only be permissible if he doesn't use a masrichin, which was a strap that was used to tie the front of the animal, to hold down, generally, a masa, a weight. So if a person would use this masrichin, then it would appear as if it's a weight, and hence asur. Ubilvacha yivshalo ritzua tachas znavo. And the other condition is that he doesn't use a strap around the tail area. In other words, either in front or in back would appear as if it's a masur. The Gemara continues after it's brought this raya. The raya, of course, was that it says that if it's kshur lo me'erev Shabbos, it will be acceptable. Otherwise, if it's not kshur me'erev Shabbos, then it will be unacceptable. Boi mini Rav Asi me'erev Nosson, bar Nosson me'erev Chia. Rav Asi, the son of Nosson, asked Rav Chia, who was Bar Ravashi, who's the son of Ravashi. Ma'alite mardas al gabe chamor b'Shabbos. What's halacha about putting a saddle on the donkey on Shabbos? Amalei mutter. He said to him, it's mutter. Amalei v'chima ben zel u'ukif. What's the difference between this and the ukif that we had mentioned, the seat that's on top of the saddle, which the Tanakama had said was problematic? Ishtik, he was silent. Eisvei. The Gemara's question is in the response of the shtika. The shtika, Rashi explains, of Rav Chiya Barashi seemed to indicate that he held that even an ukaf is also acceptable. And he asks from the Braisa the following question. Ukaf shal gabe chamor lo yitaltalenu biyado. He's not allowed to be mitaltal. Ela molicho umevia bechotzer. But rather, he's supposed to bring the animal into the courtyard, and then the ukif will fall off by itself. If we're going to say that you're not allowed to take the ukif, that seat, off, putting it on would certainly be asur. And therefore we're stuck. What is the difference between the mardas and the ukif? Why is it that the mardas is asur, yet the ukaf, the mardas is mutter, yet the ukaf is asur? Amar le Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira responded, Shavke, leave him alone, Rabbi Chiya Barashi, because Svirle, he holds Kerabe Svirle, he holds like his Rebbe. In other words, according to his Rebbe, when it comes to mardas, all cases of Mirdas are going to be mutter. The Amar Rav Chiya Barashi Amar Rav, because Rav Chiya Barashi had quoted the name of his Rebbe, Rav Tolin Traskel, you're allowed to hang a basket, Lebehema B'Shabbos, on an animal on Shabbos, to have it eat from it. The Kalachomer Lemirdas, and certainly when it comes to the saddle, it will be permissible. Uma Hasam de Mishum Taining Shari, when it comes to the basket, there it's permissible. Why? For the pleasure of the animal, certainly when it comes to the saddle, it's not considered a masui, because you're putting it on it to minimize the pain of the behema. That's why the halacha is, that will be mutter lite mardas afilu b'Shabbos, according to Reb Chiya Barashi. The Gemara continues discussing the saddle. Shmuel Amar, Mardas Mutter Traskel Aser. Shmuel held that a saddle is going to be permissible, as we mentioned before, there because it's the Tsar, it's definitely considered a tachshit and not masoy, a beged, a necessary beged, and not something superfluous. However, the traskel there, it's there to eat. So then, also, then we consider it a masoy. Also, Rabbi Bar Yosef, Amla Shmaitzer de Rav Kamei de Shmuel. Rabbi Bar Yosef went and he taught this teaching of Rav in front of Shmuel. This teaching of Rav that had said that even a traskel was permissible, and Shmuel disagreed with it. Amalei ihachi amar baya. Amar Abba lo yada mili d'shabasa v'lo klum. Response was very, very sharp. He said, if this is so, that Rav had said this, then he doesn't know Hilchos Shabbos at all, and it's certainly usher to put a traskel because you'd be causing the animal to carry a masui on Shabbos. The Gemara continues, Kisalik Reb Zera, when Reb Zera left Bavel to go to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechei the Reb Yamin Bar Yefes, he found Reb Yamin Bar Yefes, the Yosef Kamla Shmaitza, and he was saying over something from Rabbi Yochanan. It was on our topic of the saddle. It is permissible for a person to put up a saddle on a donkey on Shabbos. Amle Yasher. He said to him, like we say, Yasher Koyach, Yasher means straight, Yafeh. Very nice what you had said. And this is what Aryoch had said in Bavel. The Gemara asks, who's this Aryoch? Aryoch Manu, who is it? Shmuel. This is Shmuel. Ask Gemara, Rav Nami Amra, but Rav also taught this halacha. How do you attribute it specifically to Shmuel? Elo, the reason why he said specifically that this follows Shmuel, even though Rav also agrees that when it comes to Mardas, it's acceptable. Elo, Shammai Davi Misayimba. Reb Zeira had heard that he was finishing. That he, Rabbi Binyam Bar Yefes said, "Ve'ein talin traskel b'shamis." Amalai yasher, it's correct. Achein tirgam aryoch b'bavel, and that is what Shmuel had said, and that's specifically Shmuel, because Rav holds traskel is going to be aser. Period. Dekuli alamias mardis mutter. We saw that everybody holds the mardis is mutter to put on. Asks the Gemara, "Maishna me'ukov." Why is it different than the ukov that we said you're not allowed to take off, and certainly you're not allowed to put on? That's what we saw in the above braisa. Lo yital talenu biyado el malichom v'yobachatzer. Answers the Gemara. Shani hasam. There, when it comes to netila, is different. The efshar the nafal mamein. It's possible for him to bring it to the chatzer and to have it memela fall off. And for that reason, it's also even to take off. Rav Papa, Amar Rav Papa gives a different teretz. Kan lechamama, kan litznana. Putting on and taking off the ukaf has different effects on the animal. Sometimes it makes it warm, sometimes it makes it cold. If you're putting the ukaf on, so then in such a case, you're warming up the animal. Therefore, says the Gemara, lechamama is letzara. To put the ukaf up, then it's redeeming the tsar of the behemah because it's making it warmer. And for that reason, Rav Papa is mechadesh, it would be permissible. The Brisa said it was asalito. That's litzanina. That's it makes it, when it's already cool, less late tsara to cool it off. That is not to redeem any tsar by taking off the ukaf, and that's going to be usher. Vahani damri inshi, and this is what people say, chamra comes to donkey, afil tkufas tamos, krira la. Even during tamos, it's cold for it, and therefore, since the animal is cold, if you're putting on a ukaf, it could very well be, it will be permissible. Meisivi the Gemara continues 12 lines to the bottom, lo yetzi asuf zanav. A zanav shuel was a type of thing that they would hang between the eyes of the animal, Rashi says, that was thought to believe to prevent from yitzahara on the animal. V'loz b'zihuris shebein einav, not only or dormant that they would hang between the eyes, that would be yasur for the animal to go out. Lo yitzahazav b'kishelo, and also someone who has tumas zav cannot go out with something to catch the emission that's coming out. V'lo izim ezim bikis shebedaden, and a goat is not allowed to go out with a pouch over its udders. V'lo para b'chosum shebefia, and a cow is not supposed to go out with a muzzle in its mouth. V'lo sichim b'trasklim, and young donkeys are not supposed to go out with the basket that we spoke about earlier to be able to eat from. That's also considered a masoi. B'traklim shebefiam rishus harabim, going into rishus harabim. V'lo behema b'sandal shebaragla, and also an animal shouldn't wear its shoe. V'lo kamiya, not an amulet. Afal pishu mumcha, even if it's an amulet from a mumcha, and therefore it serves as a raya that's going to serve a person, nevertheless, it's still considered a masoi. V'zo chomer b'behema b'ba'adam, and yet there's another part where behema is more chomer than a person. Avol mayoytzei. V'zo chomer b'behema b'ba'adam, in this way, behema is more chomer than a human being, because a human being is allowed to go out with a kamiya, according to the sugya later on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, as it appears in that sugya. So in this regard, behema is more chomer than Adam, because behema can't go out with the kamiya, but Adam can. Aval yotzehu, but the animal can go out. Be'eged shagabe maka, if he has a bandage on top of a wound. Ubikshishin shagabe hashever, as well as slabs of wood on a break, very similar to a cast. Ubishalya hamaduldelezba, and a bit of the placenta that came out from a woman who was giving birth. Upalkikin la zug bitzavara, and you're allowed to put a bell on its neck. Metayel simo b'chatzer, and you're allowed to walk around with it in the chatzer, in the courtyard. For Rishus HaRabim, it might still very well be usher, as the Gemara says later on in Daladam Beis, but we're talking about a Carmelis. Now the Gemara deduces back for what its original purpose was. Ketani mias v'lo sayochim b'tras kalim shebefiem rishus harabim. We learn that he's not allowed to take out the young animal. He's not allowed to take out the basket into rishus harabim. The Gemara deduces rishus harabim hu d'lo. They can't go out in rishus harabim. Habichotzer shapir dam, but you allowed to take it into a chotzer. Mailav bigdolim. Must be we're talking about these large animals. And nevertheless, there isn't a tircha, and there's no tircha for them to eat on their own, because they're large enough to bend down and eat on their own. Yet, halacha is that's mutter to hang on them the food basket. Habichatzir shapir dami, but it's mashma that would be acceptable in the chatzir. My lav bigdolim. What do we see from here? That even though it's large, and they're able to eat on their own, nevertheless, mishum tanig, it's acceptable because of tanig, they're capable of taking care of their own, nevertheless, halacha is that hanging the basket will be permissible. Says Gemara, loy biktanim, no, really we're talking about ktanim, aye, then why are you allowed to hang the traskel? It's a totally different reason. Umishum tsar, talking about ktanim, it could be because the tsar of these young animals might be doche this Isser. The economic diktani, dumya dikamiya. It's equated with a kamiya that's connected to choli. So if it was mishum tainug, then it would still be aser. However, because it's sar, we were matirit. Gemara continues on the top of Nun Gimel Mebeis. We had raised the kamiya, the amulet. Amar Mar, we had learned velo mekamiya that you can't handle the amulet, carry it outside. Afal pishu mumcha, even though it was written by mumcha. Asks the Gemara, not, but then we learn on daf samach amid aleph, lo b'kmiya sheinu mumcha. The problem is you can't go out kmiya of one that's not a mumcha. It's quite clear you could deduce from samach amid aleph, ha mumcha shapir dami. But mumcha would be acceptable because it's considered tachshit. Ha chinami sheinu mumcha. Asks the Gemara, if we're now going to say that we're talking about specifically she'ena mumcha, that it's not a mumcha. That's what we mean, hachinami she'ena mumcha. Va'afal pishu mumcha k'tani. But we just said, even though he's a mumcha, it's asur. Answers the Gemara. Mumcha la'adam ve'ena mumcha la'behem. We're talking about someone whose writing of kamiya is considered capable and professional, but he's a mumcha specifically for people and not for a behema. The writing of a kamiya was an art, a special talent, a special mumchis, and there were people who had the mumchis to write a kamiya for a person and not for an animal. In general, the barometer of whether someone was a mumcha was whether if he wrote an amulet and it healed a person or an animal three times, then he was considered a mumcha. Asks the Gemara, is there such a person who writes an amulet who would be a mumcha for a person and not for a behema? By definition, if he heals a person, so certainly one would have thought that he should have a chazaka, that he has the ability to heal an animal which is less complex and doesn't have the same chelek el kamimal. The Gemara says, yes, it's possible for him to heal people and not an animal. In Adam Nislay Mazal, a person who has mazal misayelik. So that mazal of the individual who's sick helps the writer of the kamiya. Behemah the Leslay Mazal lo misayelik. So it's actually, from this stage of the Gemara, harder to heal a animal than it is a person. A person has a special mazel. Rashi explains over here that it's a malach that he has that works on his behalf, and the animal doesn't have that. Hence, the writer of the kamiya is combining forces also with the malach. Iachi mazeh chomer mibehema mibaadam. In what case would we say that? What was this chumra? Yachi maize chomer behema mi ba'adam. In what way did we say, oh, even though he could write a kamiya for a person, since he cannot write a kamiya for an animal, so then the animal can't go out. What's the afal pi? There's no afal pi when it comes to a person. Yachi maize chomer behema mi ba'adam. Answers the Gemara. Misavris a kamiya koi asandal koi. We weren't talking about kamiya at all when the Brisa used the expression shezeh chomer adam mi behema mi adam. Rather, it was talking about the halachos of what shoe one is going, what one is allowed to go out with. Gemara continues 10 lines from the top. Toshma sakin umefarchisin la adam sakin. One is allowed to put on a person for a wound ointment and to anoint the body. Sachin is to anoint, and mefarchisin is to put oil to help a wound for a person, but you can't do it for a behema. My lav diika mako mishum tsar. What do we see from here? It must be that because there's a heter for refua because of tsar. Then once there's tsar, you're allowed to anoint. Presumably, this is talking about where it doesn't need to be rubbed into the body. The Gemara now is returning to Amud Aleph. On Amud Aleph, Rav and Shmuel had said towards the bottom of the Amud that the mardas is permissible to put on Shabbos because of the tsar of the animal when it gets cold, and by putting it on, makes it warm. My lav diko mako mishum tsar. We see that it's not even permissible to relieve tsar from an animal, so you shouldn't be able to put the saddle on it as well. Lo, says the Gemara, de gomar mako umishum tainik. We're talking about an instant where the wound has already been complete, and rather the reason why the person is putting it up is because of enjoyment. In the time of the Chazal, for lack of a better term, doctors and scientists believed that an animal that had, or a person that had too much blood was a problem. In other words, there was a concept we had of bloodletting, that there was a notion of the body having too much blood. So that's what the Gemara tries to bring another raya about for the topic of whether it's permissible to do something for the animal, particularly to put up the harness if the animal is bitsar. Tashma behema sha'achsa dam. If you have an animal that has too much blood has grabbed it, what they would do is they would put it by the water where it would become cold, and the expectation was that somehow the blood level would decrease. I don't know if this could be explained scientifically today, but this is what was done. You can't put the animal next to water in order for it to become cold, and then the blood count, if you will, would go down. Adam she'achzo dam, but a person who has a lot of blood, ma'amid nosa ma'ay mishol she'itzdan. He, you could put next to water that would cause the blood count to go down. So what do we see again? We see that you can't do something for an animal because it's bitzar. Amar ula gzer mishom shechikas samim anim. The reason with the animal is also is because we're afraid that he's going to come to squash and crush other herbs in order to make medicine. Once we allow him to get on the process of refuah, he'll come lidei iser toche. Yachi asks Gemara Adam Nami. When it comes to a person too, we should be afraid about that. It says Gemara Adam Nira Kameka. With a person, it looks like you're putting him next to the water just to cool down in general, but not for medicinal purposes. Ask Gemara Yachi Behema Nami. Near a kameka. We should say also an animal too. It just looks like that he's going to cool down. A maker lebehema. That is generally not done just to go to give the animal relaxation. That's normally not done. And rather, it's always obvious that if you're doing it, it has to do with the health of the animal as opposed to a person. Person goes on vacation. Animals don't go on vacation. Ulebehema migazrina. Ask Sumara, and for a behema, do we make these type of Xeros. Rashi adds, even where it's going to incur a loss and prohibit because he might come to crush medicine. But didn't we learn in a braisa? It's a Tosefta Perek Yuches, quote on later in the Gemara, Kufnu Na'alif. Ha'iso medes, chutzal tchum of somebody who's standing outside of the tchum. Korela, he's allowed to call his animal. And the animal is going to come to him. And we don't make a gzera that the fellow might come. He might come himself to bring the animal out of the tchum. So what do we see? You don't make a gzera. We're talking about an instance where he wouldn't go out of the tchum even if he brought the animal towards him. Hence, we did not make the gzera. The animal had its own tchum, so that he's not supposed to bring the animal outside the tchum. On the other hand, if the animal decides to go on his own, that's fine. But if he would bring the animal, he'd be bringing the animal into, he would never be going out of his own tchum. Gemara continues on the first wide line. Nachman bar Yitzchak Omar, Shchika Samimon Gufa Tanoihi. The actual gzera of lest one crush to med is also a machlokis tanoim. It's not clear that we have always make the gzera. The sanya, as we learn for a brisa, behema she'achlu kashinin lo yiritzena b'chotze b'shvil shetisrape. If an animal is eating its fodder, so then you shall not send the animal to the courtyard in order for it to heal. Because it's obvious that you're doing it for refuah. Reboshia says it's permissible. So what do we see? Even when it's obvious that he's doing it for refuah, nevertheless, the halacha says, according to Reboshia, it's permissible. Darish Rava, halacha k'Reboshia. And Rava said also that we didn't prohibit all refuahs for animals because of gzeresh chikas samimani. The Gemara continues with another halacha. Amar Mar, lo yotza haziv, Hazov, Bikishelo, a Zov who has an abnormal flow is not supposed to go out with a pouch to catch it, because that's considered a masui. Velo izin bikis shebidadehen, and goats are not supposed to go out with that pouch around their udders. Vatanya, but did we learn in a brice, Yotzeis that a goat is allowed to go out with this pouch. It depends on whether it's tied tightly to the goat or whether it's not tied tightly. Fundamentally, it's permissible to put the kis on. However, if it's not tied tightly, we're afraid he's going to come to carry it. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef gives a sharp teretz. Tanoi shakalta mi'alma? Did all the Tanoim disappear from the world that you're so bothered that there are two different opinions in the Braisa? As the joke goes, if there are rabbis, then there are going to be different opinions. Tanoi, this is Machlokes Tanoim. This nan we learned in a Mishnah on the previous daf. Our Mishnah, on the base. Yotzos Tzuros, ha'izim. Yotzos Tzuris. We learned that the goat is allowed to go out with this pouch attached. Rabbi Yossi Amar Bekulan. Rabbi Yossi allowed all them chutzmen rechelos except for the lamb. Hakvunos, because there it was done just simply to protect its wool. Rabbi Yehuda Amar. There's also opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that said that izim yotzos tzuros liyaveish avolo lechalev, that the izim are allowed to go out to keep itself dry, but not to catch the milk. So the bottom line is that Reb Meir permitted and Reb Yossi does not. The Tanna Kamma is Reb Meir says that's permissible. So what do we see as machlokas with Tanoim? V'bayisei mahava Reb Yehuda, and also I could say that both of the above mentioned brises are following Reb Yehuda of our Mishnah. V'lo kasha kan liyabish kan lichalev. If it's to save the milk, it's prohibited. It's to keep it dry, it's permissible. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, ma'isa be'izim be'san tuchya, shoyididein gasin vasalin kisin k'dei shlisritu dadein. There was another reason that they would put the pouch on, because the udders were so large that they would get hurt in other things. They would get scratched. So for that, they covered it as well. Bezras Hashem, because Daf Nun Gimel is a long Daf, we will stop a little bit short, and Bezras Hashem, we go to the Halacha section, and we will pick up tomorrow from the Gemara on Nun Gimel Amud Beis, about 25 lines from the bottom. Bezras Hashem Yisparach, our Halacha topic from Nun Gimel is really more aptly described as Halichos topic, a suggestion of the way of life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to lead from our Gemara on Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara describes a tragedy and a miracle of a man whose wife passed away young and left a small child. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a miracle. The man grew breasts and he was able to breastfeed his child. The Gemara asks a fantastic question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought this man a miracle, yet he didn't provide for mizonos, for parnasa. Says the Gemara, we see from here that sometimes it's harder for a parnasa to bring to a person than actually do a miracle like this. The Gemara also points out that there are some who understood kama garua adam zesh nishtanu lo sidrei breishis, that this man is bad, he was undeserving because they made a miracle for him. The Sefer Mekor Baruch in Parshas Bahar says an amazing point. He says, L'chura, as everyone is bothered, at the end of the day, a miracle was done for him. Why is he so bad? What's so bad about changing Seder Bereishis? And Mekor Baruch claims that according to Svarim HaKadoshim, that Klal Yisrael had Nisim that was done for them in Mitzrayim, dafka because they had sung to Memta Shari Tumah. The highest Madrega of Klal Yisrael is not when miracles are done for them, but rather they reap the best goodness when they themselves have refined themselves, that they don't need miracles. There is a line from the Kotzker Rebbe. We also have a similar saying from Reb Chaim as well, that he said he's not impressed. He believes the story of the Moifsim, the miracles that was reported to other Rebbes, but he's much less impressed with the miracles of an Admor. The Rebbe that makes miracles, the Kotzker Rebbe said, is not on the same Madrega as the Rebbe who makes Talmidim. To make oneself a person and to grow slowly and methodically, maila maila b'avodas Hashem, that's a lot harder than creating a miracle. And for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the most significant is not the miracles, but a person who excels in avodas Hashem within the Seder Maise Bereshis. They once asked Reb Chaim also about legends of great Hasidic Rebbes making Mosim, and Reb Chaim seemed unimpressed in the stories that they said to him, and they asked him, Rebbe, do you not believe these stories? So he said, no, I believe them, but Mosim don't impress me that much. Why? That wasn't to say they're Maise Bereshis. Why is this Nogeya our Halichos? First of all, that should be our perspective in Avodas Hashem, but also in terms of a person prioritizing the efforts that they should make is to perfect their Seder Maise Bereshis Pekdusha V'Tara, and then the Torah Kedosha tells us, Tamim Tiyeh Mashem Elokecha, if a person is pure to the best that they can be, complete, innocent, without fantastic cheshbonos, fantastic skulos, fantastic brachos, then they'll be zocha to the ultimate madrega in dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that means that people should make sure that they're spending time not only going to ask brachos from rebbes and great tzaddikim, which is certainly worthwhile and certainly very significant, but at the end of the day, the Ikar Avoda is for them to do the best that they themselves work on themselves to be Metaken Seder Maise Bereshis, that they themselves could reach the loftiest Madregas that they can get to. And not to push it off on Tzadikim to get Mosim from Tzadikim, maybe the individual will, but at the end of the day, if a person achieves with his own kapai, with his own hands, then that person's madrega is a lot harder. So let us learn from this big chiddush of the Gemara and the Makar Baruch not to abdicate our responsibility to do the best that we can to protect ourselves and thereby be zocha to a life of kuloi chayim and kulo tov. And in very, very practical terms, that means that a person should not waste too much time running around, even to great tzaddikim, for bracha to bracha. For sure, we should go to tzaddikim to get their brachos and so on, but not to abdicate our responsibility of being mikadesh seder bereshis, and to keep in mind the vart from the Makar Baruch that they were critical that this man was not in a high madrega because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made nisim for him. If we make ourselves, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make the seder habereshis perfect and mushlam for us. This concludes the Halichos section of Daf Nun Gimel.